Hallmark Channel presents Daytime. A tall tree, decorated with ornaments, stands in the center of a village square. Title: Every Time a Bell Rings. Text: Aaron Cahill, Brittany Ishibashi, Ali Liebert. Three young girls sit on bicycles. One reads from a map.
You've come to the end of the scavenger hunt. The wishing bell is close. You may need a boost, which you've probably deduced. It is found in the park's biggest oak. Last one there's a rotten egg.
That's impossible.
The two older girls run off.
Y'all better wait for me.
The three girls stand staring at a tree.
We got this. I know what that means.
The two older girls hold the third girl up on their hands.
Nora, can you hurry it up?
Emily, can you be less wobbly?
It's Christmas Eve, you two. Let's try to get along here.
A young boy rides up on his bike.
Don't need some help?
No, thanks, Liam. We're good.
See you at the bluff tomorrow. Good luck.
Nora reaches into a tree knot.
I got it!
The three girls run into a workshop. A man and woman stand at the counter.
Time to make our wishes, people.
Wow, your girls finished so quickly.
Maybe I should make those clues a little harder.
No, Daddy.
They were hard enough.
It was a perfect scavenger hunt, like always.
So are you ready to make your wishes then?
Story first, Mom.
Oh, you don't want to hear that old story again.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, if you insist, it's story time. All right.
The whole family sits.
When I was a young boy, not much bigger than Nora here, my grandpa gave me a bell for Christmas Eve, and he carved it out of the wood of a magnolia tree. And I still remember that it smelled like blossoms when I opened the box. He said to me, Robert, when you want something really special for Christmas and you've got a desire in your heart, make a wish, ring that bell, and the gift will find its way to you. So I wished that day for something I really wanted.
A tool set.
One I still use today. And every Christmas Eve, I make a wish. And as I get bigger, the wishes get bigger. And pretty soon, I started wishing for...
A car? A house? For Mom to marry you?
And a family.
This bell has given me so much. And it's become such a gift for our family. And now, we can make our wish. But only if you girls know exactly what you want.
I'm ready.
What about you, Em?
I'm ready, too.
Charlotte, honey?
Yes, I know what I want.
Okay.
Robert hands Charlotte the small bell. She takes a breath. She hands it to Emily. Emily hands it to Nora. Text. 25 years later. Outside the same shop, Daniel's Woodworking and Metal, established 1927. A young woman sits at a laptop. An older woman approaches wearing a metal helmet.
Hey, did you remember to invoice the Stone family for those end tables?
A lot of it happens automatically now with that software I installed.
My smart girl. Oh, I'm so happy. I can't believe I'm going to have all three of my girls home this year.
Sure, it won't be weird?
Not if you get along.
I meant because it will be the first Christmas with all of us in the house without Dad.
Oh, Nora, you know how your dad would love knowing all his girls are together for Christmas.
Yeah.
We are going to have a great time together.
Are you sure I can't get a sneak peek of your top secret Christmas display?
You have to wait for Christmas Day, just like everyone else.
Well, it was worth a shot.
Yeah.
A streetcar rides along a San Francisco road. Inside a townhouse, Emily checks her phone. A man stands in the kitchen.
I packed the prenatal vitamins just in case. Got the backup phone chargers, too.
Oh, thank you.
The man places items into a luggage bag.
Sourdough starter.
Is that really necessary?
Absolutely. I am so teaching your mom my recipe.
As if I couldn't love you anymore.
Crazy last day before the break.
Every day is a crazy day to start up. You all covered at the bakery?
Oh, yeah. I think so. So... when's the last time you talked to Charlotte?
She was on a build in Peru, Brazil, near Patagonia. Hmm.
He moves aside the luggage bag and sits beside her.
Look, Em. Hmm. If we're going to start a family, I think you should turn over a new leaf with those guys. I'd love for our kids to have aunts they can call when they're annoyed with us. don't you?
Hey, I want things to be better between all of us. Mm-hmm. Just don't know if either of them care to make that happen. I promise I will try.
That's all I ask. And you actually take your vacation days.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Elsewhere, a team works at a dig site.
All right, team, that's a 15-minute break. Get a drink, get a holiday snack. Everyone's doing such a fantastic job.
Charlotte, wearing a hard hat, takes out her cell phone.
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hi, this is Kathy Brindle from the Mississippi Children's Bureau. Look, I am so sorry for calling so late. I'm just trying to finish things up before the holidays.
Actually, it's morning where I am, so it's no problem at all.
Well, I see that you have requested a copy of your pre-adoption records from the state.
Yes, and that will have my birth mother's information?
Well, name, address, and phone number at your date of birth. But now I can't promise that information is current.
Of course, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that you should receive those documents in the next few days. Miss Daniels, are you still there?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you so much. Would it be possible to mail them to a different address?
I'm actually headed back to Mississippi this Christmas. Could I send them care of a friend?
Sure, to what address?
Elsewhere, a young man sits at a depot as a bus approaches. He strums green sleeves on his guitar. The bus parks in front of him. The name Charlotte Daniels is written on a paper attached to his guitar case. Charlotte gets out of the bus.
Wow, Liam. I get a sign and everything?
Well, it's not every day the famous Charlotte Daniels comes into little old Mississippi from a town that I probably can't pronounce.
They hug.
Oh, you look great, Char.
No. Thank you for picking me up.
You're welcome.
I'm surprised you had the time now that you're a big-time contractor.
Oh, I'm also the big-time lead guitar player for the most popular local band amongst the 50 and older demographic.
Oh, right? Sounds like the Nachos are making a name for themselves.
Well, they are. Might be why this year the mayor appointed me in charge of all the Christmas displays on the bluff.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I heard my mom is making a secret display this year. Tell me, what is it?
They get into a pickup truck and drive off. In the distance beyond the town is an ocean. The truck pulls up to a waterside house on a suburban street and parks.
Apparently, Mom's cooking up quite the storm. You're invited to stay, of course.
Am I sensing you need a buffer?
Why would you say that? It's not like my sisters resent me for living a million miles away. And it's not the least bit awkward that Emily just eloped with Paul without inviting any of us.
Isn't that the point of eloping?
Yeah, but still.
What about the fact that Nora's board game cafe closed down before you even set foot in it? That's probably not sensitive at all, is it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all.
Totally comfortable.
Listen, as much as I love your sisters and your mom's cooking, I'm going to let you spend your first night reunited without me.
A true Southern gentleman.
They get out of the truck.
Hi.
Her mom appears at the door.
Oh, I thought I heard Liam's truck.
Charlotte dashes up and hugs her.
Three flights and a bus transfer to get here, and you still look fresh as a daisy.
We missed you.
Oh, come on in. I've got jambalaya on the stove, cornbread in the oven.
Killing me already, Miss Daniels.
Oh, you know there's plenty for you two.
Oh, sorry, Mom, but Liam's too busy for us tonight.
Oh, is that so?
I can do a taste.
They all smile. Nora escorts Emily and Paul inside. Mom hugs Emily. Liam grins at Charlotte.
All right. Oh, my girls made it.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yay.
Oh, that's the cornbread.
Mom dashes out. They all stare awkwardly at each other.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I see it. See you.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes.
I hope everybody's hungry.
I really wish I could stay, but after a very long and
painful internal debate. I have to go, but, you know, you guys have your family time.
What? Come on, you are family.
No, I know, but I really must be going, so I'll see plenty of you guys before Christmas.
Nora, help your sisters take their things upstairs, and then we'll eat.
I'd love to.
Nora wheels Emily's two luggage bags down the hall.
Oh, I should have known you'd be bringing all of your earthly possessions.
All right, to keep up with Miss World Traveler here, probably packed a t-shirt and toothbrush.
Hey, my elite packing skills took years to perfect.
Is that my bracelet?
What? No, I got this at a flea market in the fall.
I did not. You stole it out of my suitcase at Mardi Gras.
Liam glances at Paul.
Hey, listen. If anything gets heated with these girls and you need to get away, you call me. I'm 5 minutes away.
I'm sure we'll be okay.
Oh, 5 minutes away.
Liam turns and walks off. Paul ponders and nods.
Okay.
So, Emily, what's going on with the tech firm? Well, we got acquired. So now I'm running their division focused on small molecule therapeutics. Hoping to go public next year.
That's huge. Congratulations. And Nora, how's it going since my business flopped and I moved back home? Fine. Not doing much except attempting to bring the wood shop into the current century, so there's that.
And she's been a huge help.
Mm-hmm. And how's it going with Vanessa?
Not great, considering we broke up 6 months ago. How did I not know that?
Honestly, I'm impressed that you remembered we dated in the first place.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be. She was way too needy.
Mom!
She's right. I mean, Vanessa was just like a lot, you know?
Okay, so what's your next career move?
Just trying to focus more on life than career. Not sure. I feel like burning out by my mid-30s.
You know, I would love to hear more about your family's Christmas traditions. There's a magical wishing bell, right? And a scavenger hunt to find it.
Which the girls retired from after high school.
Sure, but does the bell still come out around the holidays?
The family looks wistfully.
Not so much anymore, and especially not since Dad got sick.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
No need to apologize, Paul. Those are great memories. And we have plenty of tradition to share with you while you're here.
First up is Christmas Mississippi mud pie at Smoot's. Who's in?
Yes.
No idea what that is, but sure.
You know I'm down.
I think I'm gonna pass.
Of course you are.
I'm sorry, I'm just so jet lagged. And plus, I had twice as much jambalaya as either one of you.
True.
But it's tradition.
Well, let's go another day. I'm just so tired.
She's right, let's not be selfish. Let's just do whatever it is Charlotte wants to do.
All right, you guys, leave your sister alone. She's exhausted. Y'all go on now. I'll stay with you, and we'll catch up while you get ready for bed.
Okay, well, we've got to hurry before it gets crowded.
Shotgun.
Oh, she called it.
Okay, well, bring us back the usual. But whole ice cream?
You betcha, but don't be surprised if a few bites are missing.
Emily, Nora, and Paul walk out.
What's up with my baby girl?
Outside a tavern, Paul and Emily play cornhole against another couple.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Here we go.
Good luck.
Show me how it's done.
I'll show you how it's done.
Hey, I hope I didn't upset anyone earlier, bringing up your dad and his bell.
Oh, it's fine. Really, those memories just seem like a really long time ago. And you should never feel bad about bringing up Dad.
Paul holds the bag.
Yes.
I know you just met him that one time, but he was crazy about you.
Emily holds the bag.
And if he were here tonight, he would tell you to order the Rob Special, not the Fudge Blondie.
It's the Rob Special.
Just trust me on this, okay?
Done.
Hey, Nora, I'll take the Rob Special, actually.
I knew you'd come around.
Nora stands in line at the counter.
Excuse me. I don't see the Rob Special up there. Oh, that's because it's not on the menu. It's something my dad came up with.
Oh? What is it?
Well, it's basically the Christmas Mississippi mud pie with extra ice cream. You can't go wrong.
I don't know, that's a lot of pressure. I'm here with my mom. She's a very serious foodie. Why don't I just let the local order for me?
You sure about that?
Yeah, go nuts. Except, actually, I'm allergic to nuts, so seriously, don't order nuts.
Nora and the woman approach the counter.
Hey, Charmaine. Let's make it 2 Rob specials for the charming visitor and her mom.
Nora smiles at the woman.
I'm Maisie, by the way.
I'm Nora. Nice to meet you.
Charmaine returns with 2 plates.
Oh, thank you.
So make sure you ration the ice cream appropriately with the chocolate for maximum enjoyment.
I will try my best.
Back at the house, Charlotte pulls ornaments out of a basket and hangs them on the tree in the living room. Emily, Nora, and Paul enter.
That was the best dessert I've ever had. And that's saying a lot coming from a pastry chef.
Let's get you to bed.
I have to get that recipe.
Do you guys go out for a nightcap?
That's just the sugar talking.
Absolute confectionery perfection.
What are you still doing up?
I thought you were exhausted.
I was, but then I started talking to Mom and I got a second wind.
She's still awake? I've got the goods.
Oh no, you can put it in the fridge. She went to bed a while ago.
Nora takes a box into the kitchen.
It's been so great getting to know Paul. I mean, he's wonderful. I mean, I could tell he was at the funeral.
Yeah, he is. Just wish he could have known Dad, you know? 2 of them would have been hanging out, eating pralines, trading corny jokes. Any idea where that nativity set that Mom made is?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe it's over here.
Charlotte finds a small chest among the ornaments. Charlotte picks up the chest, smiling.
It's the bell.
Wow, there it is.
We have to put it out. For Dad.
Charlotte opens the chest, revealing a scroll.
Nora!
The sisters unroll the scrolling reed.
I sure hope this Christmas is merry and bright as my 3 girls come home and at last reunite. I don't have much time, so I think I'll be blunt. I've made one more holiday scavenger hunt. I assure you it's real and not just a dream. I wish for my girls to go out as a team. If you choose to proceed, and I hope that you do, look down below for your first Christmas clue.
What?
How long do you think that's been in the box?
Well, Mom and I went to Aunt Joyce's last Christmas, so I'm thinking at least almost 2 years.
Do you think Mom knows about this?
I mean, maybe, but Dad always liked to put the clues together himself.
I mean, we're doing this, right? No question.
We have to. I mean, it's what he wished for.
I'm in. Under one condition. Don't be surprised when I'm faster than both of you.
For Dad?
They all extend a hand. In the house garage, the sisters uncover 3 bicycles. They adjust the seats. Charlotte attaches a basket. They ride off together.
There's a slowpoke now! Well, I'm right on your tail. Here you go. It's a lock. They broke one of these.
Here you go with your very first clue. Work all together to be a good crew. Head to a spot that never failed to delight. Our prized Christmas view with holly in sight.
It's the patio of the Grand Hotel. They always have that beautiful view of the river and the holly wreaths.
I say it's Magnolia Grill. They have the better view, and they always have holly on the table for Christmas brunch.
No, the best view is from the bridge. We just need to look for holly. We need a plan.
They pause riding.
Okay, I say we go to all 3.
All right, I'll map out the most efficient route for us.
It's not really necessary. We know our way around.
Wow.
Liam approaches.
Talk about a blast from past. Well, you 3 are out awfully early and together. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you guys were on a scavenger hunt.
The sisters grin.
You serious? On a scavenger hunt?
Dad set it up for us to find. We got the first clue last night.
Actually, maybe you can help us. The first clue, it's a...
Whoa! Have you forgotten the number of years where I've offered my help and you've turned me down? No, you cannot see the hidden treasure attic with us, Liam. Or no, sorry, Liam. You cannot help us finish this delicious tub of marshmallow fudge. So I'm sorry that I will not be able to help you right now.
Excuse me?
It's always been told you 3 are very capable and independent women. So, I have to find those clues on your own. But good luck!
Did Liam just shut us down?
Yeah, and I think he enjoyed it.
We don't need help, ladies.
We totally got this. Follow me.
Paul and Mom in the kitchen, rolling dough.
Now, some bakers say that you have to be really aggressive with the dough. That's not true. Now, I like to be firm, but I'm firm with love.
Well, you are the perfect teacher, Paul. Patient and encouraging.
Bread is my love language.
I'm sorry if this scavenger hunt stole some of your alone time with Emily. I know how rare it is she takes off from work.
Are you kidding? I am thrilled for her to be running around with her sisters.
We always hoped they'd stay close, but they're just all so different.
Maybe it's like this dough. You can follow all the right steps and give it all your love and attention, but sometimes the bread still just does what it wants. Either way, I'm sure all of your loaves are going to turn out fantastic. Now let's get back to work.
Yes, sir.
The bikes are parked at the Magnolia Grill.
So that makes us 0 for 3 in our guesses.
The clue said with Holly in sight. That must be what we're missing.
I can't believe we rode all the way down to the bridge for nothing.
Well, we rode all the way to the Grand Hotel for nothing, unless you count being yelled at by some scroogey tourist something.
Maybe the clue's missing. Dad must have hid it almost 2 years ago, unless someone knew to hide it now.
Dad was a planner. He would have laid everything out so we can find it. We just need to refocus. Hey, maybe we should go back inside. Get some shrimp and grits, that way we don't lose too much steam. Steam!
Nora indicates a steamboat in the harbor. The sisters walk up the gangplank of the boat together. A rope bars the way with a sign displaying the Holly schedule.
Oh no! We just missed the last ride! And we have to find this clue today. What are we gonna do?
Nora hops over the rope.
Wait, what are you doing?
We've been searching for this clue all day. We're not leaving this dock without it.
Is trespassing on your new list of hobbies, Nora?
Come on, we'll be quick. Emily, you're on the lookout. Let's go.
What if someone comes? I am the worst liar ever.
Okay, fine. You two go, but hurry. Get the clue, get in, get out.
We'll be quick.
Yeah. Not like it's a 3-story steamboat or anything.
Are you coming or not?
Let's go. Go.
Yes.
Good luck.
Go quick.
Where do we look?
Anywhere.
Everywhere.
Nora and Emily search on the deck. A bearded man approaches. Charlotte notices.
You guys!
Nora and Emily hide. Charlotte poses stiffly as the man approaches.
Is that Charlotte Daniels?
Well, yeah, it is. It's me. Hi!
Hey.
I came down to take a ride and realized you were closed.
Yeah? Well, you're more than welcome to come back tomorrow. I left a Christmas gift on board. Something I picked up in Memphis for the missus, you know? So.
You know, I realized that I have been your passenger all these years, and I never thought to ask you, how did you become captain of a boat like this?
To be honest with you, I've always been a little bit of a boat nut. Yeah,
really?
I've had them.
Nora and Emily appear on the upper deck.
I don't get it. This is the best view.
Remember when Captain Juan used to let us drive the boat?
That was a pretty good view.
Third deck.
Fish boat, ski boat, pontoon boat, tug boat. And now I've got the paddle wheel boat. Yeah.
Nora and Emily approach the controls on deck and open them, revealing a scroll. They take it and dash away.
You know, I am kind of a connoisseur of boats myself. I have so many pictures on my phone that I would love to show you of all the boats I've been on. Oh, you're gonna love it.
Look, I'm sorry, Charlotte, but I need to be getting on my way.
Oh.
So maybe you'll come back tomorrow and show me the pictures and all?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, thank you for talking boats, Captain.
Oh, loved it.
Loved it.
Oh, oh, oh.
The captain walks over the rope and down toward the bottom deck and enters the interior. Charlotte beckons the others down a staircase. Emily and Nora dash back down the gangplank. Charlotte opens the rope for them, and they run off. Charlotte rides her bike past houses in a neighborhood and enters a driveway. Liam is hanging lights on the porch.
Well, I did not realize the lead builder of Santa's Village also hung Christmas lights.
You caught me. Well, Dad's knee's hurting him and he's too stubborn to ask for any help, so I figure I'd do it while he's playing poker.
That's very thoughtful. Although the way you're hanging them is
tiniest bit off.
Really? So were you wrangling Christmas lights as a project manager?
I spent a few winters helping Dad with our Christmas lights.
Okay.
So I would move that second nail about 5 inches.
All right. You win.
Liam descends the ladder.
Liam, can I ask you a question?
Of course. Shoot.
A car approaches.
What?
Liam and Charlotte dash behind the house.
He said he was at poker.
He was. What I didn't mention was a lousy gambler.
Ouch.
No, call him all in, calling for nothing.
You're trying to keep me busted.
That'd be fun to watch, actually.
I need to figure out when he's leaving now so I can finish.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Liam smiles as Charlotte returns to her bicycle and rides off. Liam watches, smiling. Elsewhere, at the Butter Cakery, Nora sits alone eating a cupcake, writing in a notebook. Maisie enters with an older woman, chuckling.
Cute.
Maisie turns to Nora.
Oh, hey, you were right, by the way, about the Rob special.
They're a big hit with my mom here.
Maisie.
So, this is who I have to thank for those amazing mud pies. Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Julie. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nora. Hi.
Well, I'm going to go and peruse.
Okay.
Yeah, sit.
Sure.
Maisie sits.
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Well, what are y'all up to today?
We are continuing our tour of the delicacies of Natchez.
Maybe.
I swear this town has the best bakers in the world.
I might have to agree with you there.
Well, looks like you got quite the project going.
Oh, it's just a little silly side thing.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. So, we've had this wood shop in our family for almost 100 years, but we still don't have a website. So, I've been teaching myself web design so I can make us one.
Hmm. Well, this looks great.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, it modernizes the business without losing any of the history.
Well, I'll let you get back to it.
Maisie stands.
Maisie.
Yeah.
Would you want to hang out sometime?
Yeah, I could hang out.
Maisie flips to a blank page in Nora's notebook and writes.
Call me. Oh, and what's the best white chocolate raspberry?
No question.
Thanks.
At the house, Charlotte ascends the staircase. She pauses in the hall, noticing the photos on the wall. She sees a framed photo of herself with her dad beside a younger photo of the two of them. She notices a nearby closet and opens the door. Emily sits typing on her laptop.
You scared me to death. I thought you were Paul.
Are you working?
Oh, checking my email calms me down.
So you're hiding in here.
Nora approaches.
What's happening? What's going on?
I brought y'all some cupcakes.
You seem to be in a particularly good mood.
A cute girl just gave me your number. And let's be honest, cupcakes make everything better.
That's the truth.
Em, Hud, you guys up here?
Paul walks up the stairs. Nora closes the closet door on the three of them. Paul shakes his head, smiling.
Wow.
All right, Nora, where are we headed?
Picturing y'all is music to my ears, spreading all kinds holiday cheer. You'll help out our town near twinkle lights that dangle, making the perfect Christmas triangle.
So we're volunteering near Christmas lights.
Why volunteering?
Well, because that's help out our town.
Okay, but what does he mean by triangle?
Of course.
Emily notices musical triangles on the wall.
Oh.
Remember why Dad said triangles were so special? They have three sides, just like the three of us, and they come together to make perfect pitch.
Together, y'all can do anything. Just have to support each other, especially singing.
It's caroling night.
Does that mean we have to sing?
Whatever it takes to get the clue, Char.
Later, in a large brick building, the sisters mingle among the townspeople. Charlotte approaches Liam with two other musicians.
Glad you can make it.
Thank you for the text. This doesn't mean I'm helping him with the scavenger hunt. This is just accompaniment.
Understood.
Okay.
Although your guess is as good as ours as to where this clue is going to surface. We know it's going to be here somewhere. We just don't know where.
Yeah. Gosh, we might need to put you front and center then.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. I want to let you know that we are going to start tonight's caroling off a little bit differently this year. We have the lovely Daniel's sister with us tonight. So we're going to start by playing one of her father's favorite Christmas songs. This one's for you, Robert. This is Natchez Christmas Eve.
No, wait. You don't remember the words.
You'll be fine.
Liam turns Charlotte to the crowd. Charlotte glances at the other two, standing nearby.
Leaves from the fall have all but gone. Radio starts playing those old summer songs.
Tupelo to Jackson, Vicksburg to the sea. No, this is the only place for me.
Charlotte and Liam exchange glances.
Christmas lights shine on me. There might be snow, might be a sweet southern rain, but I'm still gonna kiss you just the same.
Charlotte turns to her sisters. The crowd applauds as Charlotte smiles at Liam. Emily looks into the guitar case. She sees a scroll.
Nora, look!
Emily and Nora smile.
How did that get in there?
You were great. So good.
No.
Charlotte and Liam smile at each other. At the house, the sisters gather at the kitchen table.
Find the spot. Captured joy with every passing year. Then off it went around the world to spread our Christmas cheer. Above the big river with the 360 view, posing is vital to earn your next clue.
Oh, this sounds like a rough one.
Are you sure you don't already know what the answer is, Mom?
Well, if I did, do you think I'd tell you?
No.
Paul plates pancakes.
Okay, so posing and capturing. Like a photograph? Around the world.
Our Christmas card photo?
And now it is time for my famous snowflake pancakes.
The gazebo at the bluff.
The sisters dash off. Emily returns to Paul.
I love you.
She takes a small pancake and dashes away.
More for us.
More for us.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, a North Pole setting in a field. Two small children gather to look at reindeer rocking back and forth in a display. The sisters park their bikes beside a gazebo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Santa just stepped away from the North Pole for a few moments, but he'll be back.
It's okay. We just need to check out the throne just for a second.
It'll be my Christmas pleasure. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
They dash into the gazebo.
Underneath?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got the back?
Protect every inch of this throne.
Nothing.
I'm sorry, ladies. I can help you recreate that photo if that cheer you up.
Wait, what photo?
The one on the tree.
They dash over to the tree. A postcard showing the younger sisters is attached to the tree with a scroll. Later, they stroll on a path near the water.
You two have always had a thing for each other.
Oh, thanks for letting me know.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. It's not like that.
Paul picked up on it, like, right away. He's just the way Liam looks at you. In fact, he thinks that he is the one behind the entire scavenger hunt.
Seriously?
Well, it can't be Mom. She's way too wrapped up in the shop.
Mm-hmm. It's totally Liam, you guys.
No, he seemed so surprised that we were doing the scavenger hunt at all.
That's exactly why I suspect him.
What's it like to know you're right all the time?
Oh, pretty great when I'm with you two.
Mm-hmm.
Liam works in his garage on a banjo playing elf display. Charlotte rides up.
4 days till Christmas, and you're still working on those displays?
Hey. Well, this one needed a little TLC, and the mayor himself asked me to fix this one. Apparently, dancing banjo is his favorite.
Well, it can't be easy. These things are, what, from the 1950s?
If you would like to stay here and help me, I would love that.
With this?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not exactly Coco on the Bluff.
It's not, but we can make that here, put some carols on, and it'll be fun.
Liam hands her a tool. Later, they whittle the wooden display with Mugs sitting nearby.
So, anything you're asking and wishing about for this year? I mean, if you find it.
I don't think I'm going to make a wish.
Really? You're not even for fun?
Honestly, I haven't made a wish in a very long time.
What?
Well, every year I used to wish for the same thing. To meet my biological mom. It had nothing to do with my parents not being enough. I just wanted a sense of her. Who she was, where she was from. But it never happened. So eventually I just stopped wishing.
I'm really sorry.
I never told anyone.
I hope you find her. If that's what you still want. You know, I almost forgot too. Something came for you. Is sending my P.O. box for some reason. Not sure. But... Oh. Yeah, oh. There you go.
Yeah, I had it this sent there because I thought maybe it was safer for the holidays. And
it's fine.
Charlotte examines an envelope. She clutches it to her chest.
Good?
Yeah. Just put this with my coat.
Later, at a piano bar called the kitchen, the family places stuffed animals in boxes.
Wow, the organizers really stepped it up this year with the desserts.
Right? And look at how cute these teddy bears are. Uh-huh.
I know. They're all from the Silver Street Gallery. Gail donated all of them.
She's the best.
I could snag one for you and Paul.
What's with the link?
Well, Lynn and Paul are thinking about starting a family, right?
Did he say that to you?
Well, we were bonding over bread and it sort of just came up. Wait, he didn't make it sound like a secret or anything.
No, it's not a secret. I'm just surprised he said something.
Oh, dear. Hope I didn't get him in trouble.
Well, I'm dying to know if he's in on the scavenger hunt.
No. Are you kidding?
Well, he's been acting awfully curious about how everything happens with the clues.
I assure you, he is clueless.
Well, it's not a bad theory. I mean, plus, you all know how much I love a good mystery.
Right, weren't you writing a detective novel for a while?
Yep, after I took a criminology class.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe you would have if you ever visited me at BU.
Well, that was when I was, like, practically living at the office.
Right, I forgot. Work comes before everything.
Girls, this is a charity event. Maybe we could be a little more charitable to each other. Good. Now, where's the cake pop?
Oh, oh,
hello. Thank you.
At home in the bedroom, the sisters flip through a scrapbook.
Come on. Oh, our adoption days. Look how cute we were.
A little pigtails.
Oh. Look at that smile.
Do either one of you still keep in touch with your early foster families or your biological parents?
No.
I actually reconnected with mine for a second while I was in college. But I don't really feel the need to stay in touch. I have my family.
Oh, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad never let us want for anything.
We all got so lucky, didn't we?
Nora sits up. She checks a text on her phone.
Is that who I think it is?
So you guys already texting?
Oh, great. Here we go.
Did you ask her out?
Sort of. But it's more of a hangout than a date.
Hmm. Okay, so when and where is this happening? Because we need all the details.
Yeah, and if it's just a hangout, we should probably be there.
100%.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We'll wear disguises.
We'll do accents.
A mustache.
She will never know.
A monocle.
Absolutely not.
A top hat.
Guys!
Nora playfully hits the others with a pillow. Daytime at the wood and metal shop. Charlotte sands a rocking horse as Mom enters.
Oh. Hi, honey.
Morning.
What are you doing here?
Couldn't sleep. I was remembering how sometimes when I was little, Dad would have me come in with him some mornings and carve with him in the back.
I'm guessing there's not a lot of room for artistry when you're working with 2x4s and cement.
Sadly, no.
How's the scavenger hunt going?
You know, it's actually going pretty well. Although we have had a couple sister moments.
Well, I kind of had a feeling that might happen. I mean, you girls have been apart more years than you've been together now. You can't expect to be the perfect teammates. But the fact that you're doing this for your dad, I have faith you'll find your way.
Thanks, Mom. You really want to help.
I really do.
You loved standing always.
Nora and Emily with a scroll.
Every display at the Christmas Bluff has a special place in my heart, but this might be my favorite one, made with you girls in mind from the start.
Charlotte approaches.
The three angels.
Come on, Dad, getting soft on us. It's way too easy. It's probably still at the shop.
Not so fast. That piece was sold at the auction a few years later. We're going to have to find out who bought it and hope they still held on to it. Prepare to go digging in the file cabinets, ladies.
Lucky for you, someone started an online database for the shop a few months ago.
Look at you, computer whiz.
And you're welcome. Looks like it belonged to Mr. Kane Weller.
He's probably at the church.
Yes. Let's go.
Of course it's the church.
They ride off on the bike. Later, they enter a church. An organist plays as they enter the main sanctuary.
Behold, Mr. Weller.
We should sit.
Nora and Emily approach a pew and sit. Charlotte glances around, then sits beside the others.
Do you have to choose Dad's pew? Where else would we sit?
I can picture the exact shirt he'd be wearing. Smell his cologne.
He had a beautiful service here, didn't he?
Exactly what he wanted.
I'm sorry I left after the funeral. That I didn't say goodbye. It was too hard. It was like, if I stayed too long, he was really gone. So I did what I do best. I kept moving.
That was hard. Sorry. It really was.
But we know that everyone grieves differently.
People aren't always in sync when they lose someone.
We should have been together, though. The three of us and Mom. Missing Dad, loving Dad. As a team. I let you all down, and I hope that one day you can forgive me.
Charlotte begins to weep.
We still have a lot of life ahead of us to be a team. Right?
Yes.
They join hands. Later, they chat with Mr. Weller.
Angel's display. I remember. My late wife and I, we bought that 20 years back. So lovely.
Yeah, we're fond of it too. Our dad actually made them with us in mind.
Your father was quite the artist. It was such a pleasure to follow his career.
We were hoping that maybe there was a chance we could see the angels.
Well, you know I don't have them anymore. When my wife passed, I donated them to a place where they would always honor her memory.
Can you tell us where that is?
I could, but that might be considered cheating. The word in town is that you all don't need any help.
Liam.
Keep your heads up, girls. I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for.
Mr. Weller turns away.
What do we do?
Okay.
right. We just need to keep our heads up.
Nora indicates a statue nearby the organ. They look up and see a carving of three angels embracing, framed at the top of the statue. Charlotte reaches up and produces a scroll. The sisters all hug, smiling. Nighttime at the house. Emily and Paul bake desserts in the kitchen.
You know, if your startup doesn't pan out, I could use you at the bakery.
I would eat all of your inventory.
Like that one?
That one was broken.
You're a genius, by the way. These are delicious.
It was your idea to add the mocha flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mocha makes everything better.
You know, I would have never thought I could have my own bakery if you hadn't told me I should.
Well, yes, you would have.
No, was you encouraging me? Mm. Otherwise, I'd still be the guy doing the 9-to-5, miserable, dreaming about all the recipes I'd never get to try.
Well, I always want to encourage you, support you in your dreams.
Mm. Same here. Hopefully it won't be too much longer before we're both supporting a new set of dreams.
Paul places his hand around Emily's stomach.
Right. About that.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been thinking a lot about Dad these past few days, and Mom and Dad, and just how much they had to work and take care of us and, like, the shop and everything. And
you're worried about the schedule and how it's all going to work out? I am too. You know what crazy hours at work and my running the bakery? It's not going to be easy. But we have 9 months to get ready.
Yeah.
Upstairs, Charlotte holds an official document. A name and address is printed on the paper. Allison June Winslow from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Charlotte takes out her phone and dials. Elsewhere, a hand picks up a rotary phone.
Hello?
Hi, I was hoping to reach Allison.
This is Allison. Who's calling?
I'm your daughter.
I'm so glad you called.
Charlotte smiles. Daytime. The family smiles, chatting in the kitchen.
Our picture is actually just like right there. I had to do.
Charlotte enters wearing her coat, holding her purse.
Oh, there you are. Can I fix your plate before you get on with the next clue?
Actually, I was wondering if I could borrow your car. I have to go to Jackson today. It's for a last minute meeting with a potential donor for my nonprofit.
What about the scavenger hunt?
Maybe you two can take this clue without me.
Keys are on the hook, and drive safely. We hope this donor writes you a very nice check.
I hope so, too. Good luck.
Bye.
Charlotte waves and walks off. The others watch. Later, a car drives across a bridge over water. Then, Charlotte knocks on a door, standing on a porch, strung with holly and red ornaments. Charlotte adjusts her hair. The door opens. A young woman stands smiling.
Can I hug you?
Yes.
They hug.
Come on in.
The woman leads Charlotte inside.
Your home is lovely.
They sit sipping from mugs.
I can't believe I'm sitting across from you that we're together.
Yeah, me too.
So tell me everything. What do you do? Where do you live?
Well, I build medical facilities around the world, so I haven't had a permanent address in, gosh, going on 20 years.
Really? Well, that's kind of like me. I'm an antiques dealer, so I've been all over the U.S. and Mexico, Italy, China. I inherited this place from your grandmother, otherwise I'd still be on the road.
That is so interesting that we have that in common.
To me, being on the move is the best way to live. What's your favorite place you've ever been to?
Changes all the time. Today I'm going to say South Africa.
I spent a summer in Durban, right on the coast.
I love Durban.
If I was going to live anywhere permanently, Durban's right at the top of my list.
I always knew you were made for more than Mississippi.
It does have its charms. Natchez was a great place to grow up.
Did you have a happy childhood then?
Absolutely. I couldn't have wished for more loving and supportive parents. And my mom and dad adopted two more little girls after me, so I grew up with sisters.
Are the three of you close?
Yes, very. We have our ups and downs, sure, but when it matters, they are my people.
I've thought of you often over the years, Charlotte, hoping you were safe and loved and okay.
He was, very much so. Although I always felt like it's like something was missing. A big question mark from my past. Can I ask you the circumstances placing me for adoption?
Of course.
Allison frowns and holds her mug close.
I was really young and terrified. I didn't know what to do. But what I did know is that I was not fit to be a mother. I wanted to keep you. But I knew you deserved a good life. I'm sorry, I'm not sure this is what you wanted to hear.
Actually, it's what I've been searching for forever.
I was always worried that if I ever met you, you'd be upset with me. You'd resent me for giving you up.
Not at all. You gave me the best life possible. It took a lot of courage to do what you did. It must have been so hard.
I thought it was the hardest thing I ever did. But I'm thrilled that you got everything and more than I hoped for you.
I did.
Oh, look at us. We even cry the same. You know, I always hoped you'd reach out.
I have been looking forward to this moment as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work exactly, but I would really like to be a part of your life, even if it's just in a small way.
I'd love that, too.
What are your plans for Christmas Day? I'm having some friends over in the afternoon, and it would be great if you could stop by. It'd be casual. Lots of good pastries.
Sure, I'd love to.
Good.
Nora and Emily stand on a bridge.
A feast for your eyes, and maybe even more. Every Christmas season, this meal was in store. Our table for five will now work for three. Make sure you order Cherry's Jubilee.
Oh, we are so not telling Charlotte we got an easy one without her.
Or that we get to eat the best po' boys in Mississippi.
Later, at a restaurant called The Little Easy, they sit at the counter eating sandwiches.
Paul has tried making these before. Never quite hit the mark.
I won't say anything.
I know we promised we would not talk about work stuff, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry for not reaching out when things didn't work out in Boston. I'm sure it was really hard.
It's embarrassing.
We shouldn't feel embarrassed. Businesses are risks. You took a huge one. I'm proud of you.
Means a lot for you to say this. I'm sure you two must think I am a lost cause.
Not at all. Take those words out of your mouth. I mean, honestly, I've always been jealous that you are so good at, like, everything. And just because people have, like, their career figured out does not mean everything else is, like, perfect.
What's wrong? Come on. I mean, you might as well tell me now. We have Cherry's Jubilee on the way.
Paul really wants to have a baby. And we've been talking about this since before we were even married. I just don't know if I'm ready.
Okay.
My job, it's so demanding. And then introducing a new human into the mix, I mean, that just seems like a lot.
Not everyone's meant to be a parent, and Not everyone can be a parent. We both know that. But for now, you should tell Paul how you feel.
I know.
It's like Dad said. The truth is hard, but it always feels better after.
A server approaches with Cherry's Jubilee.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nora, please let me get this. Just because I'm unemployed doesn't mean I'm broke.
Okay.
Inside the check is a scrawl. Later, Charlotte sits in a car with Liam, looking at a house, strung with lights.
Thank you for inviting me tonight, and for picking me up.
I figured this might be a little cozier than your beach cruiser. And I hope I'm not intruding on your sister time. I don't want you to miss any of your daily clues.
Actually, they found it while I was in Jackson.
Oh.
So my night freed up.
Lucky me.
Charlotte glances at Liam. Then they both look at the house.
When was the last time you came to this?
It's Christmas before you left for school.
So almost 20 years.
Still feels like yesterday to me, though. You know, I knew you weren't going to stick around this town for long and wait for life to happen. Although it is hard every time you leave.
You should come in and build sometime. Stay a while.
Yeah, maybe I will.
The only problem is, if you come and stay, I might not want you to leave.
Liam leans in, and they kiss. Morning. Charlotte lays sleeping in a bed. Nora and Emily enter and tiptoe over to the bed. Charlotte stirs and turns to them.
We have questions.
About what?
Em saw Liam drop you off last night, and both of you seem unusually smiley.
Now is the time to talk, because I swear if we find out that this whole time...
Okay, everybody, let's calm down. I will talk. We kissed last night for the first time ever.
Was it good?
Was it awkward? It was perfect.
Emily hits Charlotte playfully with a pillow. Nora does a little dance. In the foyer, Mom glances upstairs.
You girls okay up there? Everything's fine, Mom.
Yeah, Charlotte just told us that she totally...
She totally what?
I totally made my bed already. Can you believe that?
Good to know. Emily, will you come down when you get a chance? I have something for you and Paul.
Oh, I have something for you.
Charlotte hits Emily with a pillow. Downstairs, Emily and Paul approach Mom beside a large object covered by a sheet.
Oh, what's this?
I have a little early Christmas present I want to give you. I know it's a bit soon, but whenever the time comes, this is yours.
She removes the sheet, revealing a handmade crib.
Your daddy and I, we made this together. The year we started wishing for a family. So when your wish comes true, I will ship this to San Francisco for you. Until then, it's here for you.
It's beautiful, Donna. Thank you. Look at the detail. I'm speechless.
Paul hugs her. Emily nods, smiling.
Thank you so much.
Very kind of you.
Later, at a gallery, Nora and Macy browse through trinkets.
This is so cute.
It's adorable. I actually know the designer.
Is there anyone in this town you don't know?
Not really. You were the last one, but I'm working on fixing that now.
You're doing a really good job.
Yeah, this is my favorite spot to get gifts because everything is made in Mississippi.
Careful. Your local pride is showing.
That's on you. You have a way of bringing out what I love about this place. So, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing me here. You know, as an artist, it's really inspiring to be in a place with so much creativity.
And what kind of art is your specialty?
I'm a painter. Mostly acrylics. I've been experimenting with watercolor recently.
I've only ever experimented with finger painting, so this is very impressive.
Is that so?
Yes. Where could I see your art?
I have a website, but it's terrible. I can't let you see it. I mean, you design websites.
Barely. That's not like what I do.
Oh, so what do you do?
I'm still figuring that out.
I so know that feeling.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I'm an artist. Reinvention is in my blood. You know, if you're not starting at the beginning with every project, then you're not doing it right.
What's your secret? How do you keep going?
No matter what, just keep getting up in the morning. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You'll figure it out.
Maisie checks her cell phone.
Oh. I gotta go. The time got away from me. I'm supposed to meet my mom for a carriage ride.
Then you better get out of here.
I'm so sorry. Don't be. I should get back to my sister's.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
They hug. They separate, still holding hands.
Well, you better go. The carriage waits for no woman.
I know. Thank you. Bye.
Later, the sisters approach the courthouse. Charlotte reads.
The place where your birds were recorded on Christmas not far apart. Thanks to our prayers, hopes, and wishes, we became a family under this chart.
Charlotte glances up at the others.
Hey, team. How we doing?
It's been kind of a weird morning.
I'm sorry, Ian.
Yeah. Maybe seeing Miss Gloria will help.
Yeah.
They enter. Inside, a woman opens a large book.
You know, I let your dad in myself so he could write your names in the books. He was eager to write them.
She stops on a page.
Robert and Donna Daniels. That's them. Or should I say that's all of you?
Oh, we've never seen this before.
I'd be happy to make you a copy. Give you a few to take home.
There isn't a clue in here. Sure you don't have something for us?
Am I supposed to?
Guess not.
Later, in the garage.
They could be with the clerk who was off today. Or they could have fallen out of the ledger and been lost.
Miss Gloria did say she would call if she found anything.
And we left a message with the front desk. I said we take a break.
So you're just done? But we haven't found today's clue.
We don't have any other idea where it could be, Char. Maybe we just take a breather. There's more important things to think about than finishing a scavenger hunt.
Emily drops the pad she's holding and walks off. Nora follows. Charlotte takes out her phone. She answers.
Allison, hi.
Hey, you? Is now a good time?
Sure, how are you?
I just wanted to let you know about a little change of plans. The friends and I are going to mix things up and drive down to Biloxi on Christmas morning. We got plenty of room in the car, and we could scoop you up on the way.
I know they'd love to meet you, and you'd adore them.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that might work. I just might have some things to figure out.
Can I call you later and let you know?
Sure.
I'll be in touch with details, but I hope you can make it.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. Bye.
Charlotte hangs up, glancing around. Later, Charlotte stands in the workshop alone. The mentors.
Hey, you need help closing up?
Oh, no, I'm just doing a little project for my mom.
All right. Hey, I got a gig at Smoot's later on, and I was hoping to grab some food. You want to join me?
Yeah, sounds great.
Good.
Charlotte stares at her work.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sure? I mean, it's me. What's up?
I made a huge mistake. I lied to my family. I told them I was going to Jackson for work, but I went to Baton Rouge to meet my biological mom. I got her information and we planned a time to talk. It's good though. It actually got along great, which is kind of fantastic.
So when do you think you might tell them the truth?
I don't know that I have to. I mean, at least not right away.
I mean, Charlotte, do you really think that's the best idea?
I thought you'd be happy for me. This is something I've wanted for so long.
No, I am happy for you, but I just want to make sure you've thought it through.
Well, you have no idea how hard it's going to be to tell my family.
You're right. I don't know. I just try to be helpful.
Well, it's not helping. I'm sorry. I have a lot on my mind, and I just think I probably need to be alone.
Okay.
I can't do this.
I get it. It's just...
No, I can't do this.
Liam looks away.
I just don't know what I want right now.
I think you do know, but I'm going to get you the space to make sure.
Liam walks off. Charlotte watches wistfully as Liam leaves.
Thank you, Paul, for helping me.
Of course. This is fun. Like this, your family has special plates to use for Christmas Eve dinner. Mm-hmm. We should do this with our family.
Emily and Paul set the table in the dining room.
I have something to tell you. I don't know if I'm ready to have a baby.
Paul nods.
Kind of saw that coming.
I'm sorry. I know we've talked about this forever. But the closer it gets, I don't know if I can take on that added responsibility. I don't know if I can make it a part of who I am. I'm not saying that door is closed. I'm just saying that right now it's not open.
Paul stares at the floor.
Please say something.
Paul looks up at Emily.
I think I should take a walk.
Paul, I love you so much.
I know. I just need to process this.
Paul walks off. Emily stares at the dining table. Later, Emily sits on the porch staring at the water. She sips from a mug. Donna approaches.
Hey, I'm gonna run to the store, grab a few last things for Christmas Eve supper. You need anything?
I'm good, Mom. Thanks.
You know, my mom radar is a little rusty, but I think I owe you an apology.
What do you mean?
Paul, the whole baby situation. I just got caught up in all the excitement. While I would love to be a grandmother, I am not here to put pressure on you or to force anything, especially when I get the feeling that's not what you want. Let's talk about it.
Emily nods and hugs Donna.
What's going on with my girl?
In the bedroom, Charlotte stares at a photo in her phone, posing with Allison. She notices a sampler hanging on the door. Her eyes widen as she stares at the image of a tree with the three sisters' names and birth dates.
You guys? We read The Place Where Your Birds Were Recorded, so we thought the courthouse.
But I have a feeling
it was right here all along.
Charlotte turns the sampler.
It's the last one, isn't it? Our last chance to do it before Christmas.
They unroll the scroll.
Head to a familiar oak. The bell is your last clue. Ring it on Christmas, loud and clear, if there's a wish you want to come true. You girls are my most treasured wishes, the best gifts I ever received. I love you now and always. From Dad on Christmas Eve.
They embrace.
All right. We have a bell to find.
Later, they ride their bikes down the street together. Ride over to a tree and park their bikes. The tree is strung with lights.
I wonder if we'll still be able to make wishes without Dad.
I don't know. You gotta try.
Who's going up?
Nora and Emily both point at Charlotte.
Okay.
They crouch at the tree. Charlotte steps onto their hands.
Two, three.
Charlotte finds the bell in a knot.
Oh. Oh.
Should've just checked there first. Would've saved a whole lot of time.
Charlotte checks her phone. A call from Allison.
Who's Allison?
No one.
Well, it's programmed in your phone, so it's gotta be someone.
Yeah. It's nothing, guys. I don't want to talk about it.
I wonder who is it?
No, it's nothing.
Why are you being so weird?
I'm not being weird.
You're being totally weird.
No, I'm
just
not.
Tell us.
It was my biological mom. I didn't go to Jackson to meet with the donor. I went to meet her.
You lied?
I was gonna tell you guys, I just wasn't sure how you were gonna react. You guys, this has nothing to do with you.
It has everything to do with us. Charlotte, we're your family.
Of course you're my family. You're always gonna be my family. But this is just something I've always wanted. You never cared about connecting with your biological families, but I did. I always have.
Can't believe you. After all we've been through this week, you would do this to Mom. To us.
It's not about you, I promise. It's about something that's missing from me.
The only part of you that's missing is the part that wants to be.
Nora and Emily pick up their bikes.
No, you guys. Nora. Wait, you guys.
Charlotte gets onto her bike. The bell falls to the ground and cracks.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
We know it was an accident, Charlotte.
It was, but I'm sorry because I should have been honest sooner. And I should have been coming home more all these years. I think traveling around, it let me leave behind any pain from the uncertainty of my past. But being home with you two this last week, seeing everything I missed, I have a lot of regret. And I know that I can't fix my shortcomings from the past, but I can be a better sister. And I will be a better sister from now on.
Me too. I know that we haven't talked about it, but
I am so sorry that we eloped.
It killed me to not have the two of you there. I just kept thinking about how much it would hurt to not have Dad there. Slightly, so that I could take a little less vacation time. I'm sorry.
Nora and Emily hold hands. Charlotte wipes a tear.
I'm also very sorry. I know I've been incredibly distant. Moving back home after the business folded, while you two were off living your exciting lives, I felt behind. Like the littlest sister all over again. And I somehow blamed you. But being together this week, I remembered that we are equals. If Dad was here, he would be so happy.
The bell may be cracked, but it's still granting Dad's wishes.
Yeah. What do you say we do it one last time?
It is Christmas Eve.
Charlotte holds the bell out. The other two extend their hands and hold the bell with her.
I go first.
Nora takes the bell. Allison sits on her couch. She answers the phone beside her.
Hello?
Allison, hi, it's Charlotte.
See you. Thanks for calling back. What do you say? Can you join us tomorrow?
Actually, I want to thank you so much for the invitation. But I'm going to spend Christmas tomorrow with my family.
Of course, I completely understand.
I do want you to be part of my life, but let's take it step by step.
Can I be in touch after New Year's?
I'd love that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye.
Charlotte hangs up and smiles. At the gazebo, children line up for Santa.
Oh, I want a Barbie house.
A Barbie house? Well, I think we have a lot of Barbie houses at the North Pole. Were you a good girl this year?
Hey, buddy. What you doing?
Emily approaches Paul.
Just waiting for the line to end. And then I was going to take a selfie with Santa.
Maybe I can cut in.
I'm ready to be a parent. But if you're not, that's okay. I admire how important your job is to you, how driven you are. If that means we have to wait until we're on the same page, so be it. Because we're a team. We'll get there together.
Emily grins at him. She holds his hand.
If I get one wish for Christmas, Paul, it'd be for a way to always make you happy.
I already am happy. Because I'm with you.
They lean in and kiss.
Let's see where we're at next Christmas.
Charlotte and Donna examine the bell.
How bad is it?
The crack will be visible, but it'll still ring.
You've been hiding the clues, haven't you?
Hard to stay a step ahead of you girls, but somehow I've managed to do it. I don't know how your dad did it all those years.
Mom, I have something I have to tell you.
Sure.
I didn't go to Jackson the other day. I met my biological mom.
Really?
I'm sorry I lied to you. It's something I've wanted to do, but I didn't know how to talk to you about. I didn't even know how to bring it up.
Must have taken a lot of courage to reach out to her.
We had a good meeting. I hope we keep in touch. You know that no one will ever replace you. You'll always be my mom.
Donna nods.
Are you upset?
You know, I'm sure every adoptive parent feels differently, but I'm glad you had the chance to meet. If I were you, I would have wanted to.
Really?
Of course. You are more like me than you will ever know. I just wish I'd known. I would have sent my gratitude. Mine and your father's.
I will tell her. I love you so much.
I love you too.
They hug. Nora rides a bike down the road. She parks and walks over to the front porch of a house. She knocks on the door and waits. Maisie appears.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
I wanted to thank you for being so open the other day. I still don't know what I'm going to do with my life, but I know now that I can have joy in the process.
That is so great. I'm really happy to hear that.
And in the meantime, I'd love to come see you in New Orleans and see your art in person, if that would be cool.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Nora hands Maisie a small box.
Oh, yeah.
So you can remember your first Christmas in Natchez.
Maisie opens a small ornament in the shape of Mississippi with Natchez written on it.
I love it.
They lean in and kiss. They separate, smiling at each other. At the house, the sisters descend the staircase in pajamas and gather around the tree. They hand each other gifts. Paul and Donna join them. In the kitchen, Emily scoops pancakes onto a plate and brings it over to the kitchen table.
Presenting my not-so-famous snowflake pancakes.
I must say, it is nice being on the receiving end of the plate this time. Thank you.
They look delicious. I like mine crispy.
Wait, where's Charlotte?
At the gazebo, Liam is sitting on the steps strumming his guitar.
Excuse me.
Charlotte approaches.
Are you Liam Marba of the Natchez Nachos?
That depends on who's asking.
Actually, I'm your biggest fan.
I wasn't expecting you.
Liam puts his guitar down as Charlotte approaches.
Hi.
Hi. Liam, you've been my best friend as long as I can remember. And to think of us being something more, especially with everything happening with my family, is a lot. But I do have feelings for you. And it would be so worth it to me to see where this could go.
Can't play with my emotions, Charlotte Daniels. Not on Christmas morning. Let's see where this can go.
That's what I wished for on the bell.
They lean in and kiss, passionately. They separate.
That's what I wished for, too.
They kiss again. Later, a crowd gathers around a gazebo beside a red sheet covering a large item.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. It is my great honor to present to you our newest display for Santa Land on the Bluff, made by the one, the only, the lovely Donna Daniels.
Woo! Welcome, everybody, and Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I would like to dedicate this piece to my three wonderful daughters and to my husband, Robert Daniels, the man we all think of every time a bell rings.
Donna removes the red sheet, revealing a display. A cardboard bell swings over a cardboard fireplace. Text is painted on, in memory of Robert Daniels. The assembled crowd applauds as the sisters hug Donna.
I'm in here.
Liam walks over and kisses Charlotte. Paul embraces Emily. Nora glances back at Maisie, who waves. Nora smiles, raising her eyebrows. The whole family smiles as they hug. Text, the end.